GOB56, Record Breakers. When an old mate of mine got his newly retired dad into birding, some of the birds he saw were quite a surprise. Before he'd ticked swallow, he'd seen alpine swift, and he clocked Pallas's grasshopper warbler before seeing dunnock. Smelling a large rodent eating a ripe kipper, my mate took his dad birding, otherwise his dad would have dipped on immature greenfinch, instead having ticked dark-eyed junco. They weren't Hastings rarities deliberately perpetrated by a taxidermist to satisfy his customers, but inexperience combined with poor field guide use. Nowadays newbies don't take notes. They thumb instead through iPad icons or pore over field guides, ignoring distribution maps and seasonal indicators. Many are twitching before mastering common species. With pager and sat-nav, one can genuinely see a grey-cheeked thrush before your first redwing, or nutcracker before a nuthatch. Foreign trips add exotics before prosaic patch ticks. Misidentification is not confined to novices. We've all seen strick species and bag birds. Cheating happens and self-delusion can prevail. Some people value integrity less than being considered to be a top lister. But sticking an extra leaf on a three-leaf clover won't change your luck. One self-proclaimed arbiter of listing judges reported observations using his own scoring of the birder's skills and reputation. Sightings are reported differently for different purposes. If you see a rare or unusual bird, then news services put it out for twitchers to chase down. But counter-recorders want to hear about it as well. The process and outcomes of the two are quite different. When twitchers go for the bird, they may corroborate the news or they may not. And if only one person sees it, that too is known. Occasionally, something misidentified is re-identified by the throng or a brave birder telling the emperor he's naked. Reporting to the county recorder is quite different, as you have to send in a description, and a panel accepts or rejects the record. Whether reputations affect outcomes is hotly debated. Why is a description wanted? Well, maybe I see the point when black kites and young marsh harriers are commonly confused, which may be important if black kite is a potential coloniser. But individual records only help to expose trends, so why do descriptions matter? One record, right or wrong, is not scientifically significant. Anyway, reporters just copy a description from a book if they want to, so they don't really help with evaluation. So why am I whining on about this? Isn't it transparently obvious? Recently I was standing one side of the car searching the air above a lake for hawking hobbies when Hawkeye banged on the windscreen to point out a bird flying low towards us. I did a double take, casely thrusting bins back to eyeballs. A massive raptor hove into view, bigger and bulkier than a buzzard on steroids. It tried to land in a tree but was seen off by half a dozen jackdaws and a kestrel. Wait a minute, make that rooks and a sparrowhawk. The raptor was awesome, and then some. It turned around the tree, flying to within 50 feet of us, then took another turn and flew back into the ringwoods, lazily flapping away, completely disdainful of the merciless mobsters. It was, without doubt, a short-toed snake eagle, cousin to the ones I've seen in central France and across Iberia, or maybe the one I saw weeks before in Turkey. I rang a friend who sometimes works for a birding alert service to ask if the Ashdown Forest short-toed was wandering, and he told me yes, but the Hampshire, not Kent. He asked if the bird was immature, and I ran the internal reel again. Well, I guess so. Its chin was light, tan, not chocolate. Could there be two of these mega rarities in the country? Well, I'm here to tell you there was. Have I sent a description to the county recorder? Honestly, I can't see the point.